my Brendan O'Dowda track. Now, I had a problem with this because I'm a big fan of Brendan O'Dowda. He's no longer with us. He's gone to God. But he made some wonderful albums. Whoa, what, about the late 50s, early 60s, and even a bit later on. But this one I've chosen because I want to dedicate this to Mary Dynan, who's listening to me over there in Canada. This is for you. The ancestry and all that sort of thing, Mary. Okay, fondest love, good wishes from me to you.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by, and thinking we'd be married too on one day when Caitlin cut our eye. Oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy all swear. There's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Sis Fagin, it's the father I'll be pleasing. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazing and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture and the fat stock feeding there, and the hens and the chicken chin will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I, well now, though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the owl clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop, and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and ask a father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorra. On tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
In the past, it would take you 6 weeks to get, we'll say, from Ireland to Australia, and then you'd be in a hurry. But now, with the internet and Skype and all that sort of thing, well, Australia's not all that far away from Ireland. Here's a request I have for Alison O'Grady in Sydney. And I got the request from her mother, who lives in County Kildare here in Ireland. She came across the programme when I was talking on the other programme I do called Audio View, a programme for and about people with sight loss. And I mentioned that we do Sounds Irish. She tuned into the internet and there she found us on the Global Voice. And she listens every week and she asks me if I'd play a request for her daughter, Alison O'Grady, who left Ireland about 8 years ago, herself and her husband, and now they've settled in Sydney, Australia, and they too listen to Sounds Irish. And could I play something by Dermot O'Brien for them? Well, as I said on last week's programme, your wish is my command.
Sure, if I had the wings of a swallow, I would travel far over the sea and a rocky old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven. When the sun goes to rest away down in the west, then I'll find happiness in that place I love best. In that dear little town, in the old county down, it will linger away down in my heart. Though it never was grand, sure it's in my fairyland, just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my Ireland of dreams, you are with me, it seems, and I care not for fame or renown. Like the black sheep of old, I'll come back to the fold, little town in the old county town. My girl's an Irish girl with a bloody in her smile. She's the fairest in the aisle. Sure, she sets people talking when she goes out walking. My girl's an Irish girl, from her head down to her toes. Sure, no care in the world will harry me when she promises to marry me, my sweet little Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, none can compare to my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, sweetest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
A few moments ago, I played for you one of my favourite Irish female singers, and that's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And here's my second female Irish singer that I really love listening to. Now, I know we've heard this before, and I did say at the beginning of the programme that it was self-indulgence time, and I'll tell you why now, because I'm treating myself this week on the programme, because last Friday, I didn't get the chance to tell you, last Friday was my birthday, so I'm having a little birthday programme. You don't mind? Here's Dolores Keane.
I dreamt all last night, oh, bad cess to my dreaming. I'd die if I thought would come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling, that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with a weeping and wailing, the pain my heart was too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I've seen your cabin beyond boring. I've seen the old crossroads where we used to dance. I've rambled the lane where he called me his thorn, and my girlish heart felt the thrill of romance. But now it was come for my love to depart. How I cried like a child, oh, goodbye to you, Teddy, with a tear on my cheek that is torn in my heart. He said it was too better, his fate he was proving. But what would be gold to the joy I would feel if he'd only come back to me tender and loving? Yet poor, but my own darling, Teddy O'Neill.
Ha ha! A cree de coeur there from Dolores Keane, looking for Teddy to come back. I think you may keep looking, sweetheart, because he's not coming back. Now, we've spoken often on Sounds Irish about the show band era, when in the late 50s, early 60s, and through right through to maybe to the 80s, we in Ireland, and I think it was really specifically Irish phenomenon, this show band thing, where bands who used to play in the halls, originally playing Glenn Millery sort of big band music, suddenly changed their style and started playing pop music of the day and imitating the records and the songs of the day. People like Elvis Presley and Pat Boone and Jim Reeves, singers started coming up here, appearing in Ireland, who were the sort of impersonators of these people. In fact, I used to do a bit of it myself. When I was with the Jack Ruan band in Ballina, I used to do the Pat Boone numbers and try as hard as I could to sound like Pat Boone. But please don't tell Pat Boone that. But one of the leading show bands was the Mighty Avons. They all had wonderful names, these show bands. The Clipper Carlton, the Mighty Avons. And their lead singer was a guy called Larry Cunningham. Well, unfortunately, Larry left us. He's gone to God at the age of 74. Now, his big hit was Lovely Leitrim. But if I get time, I'll play that one towards the end of the programme. But now I'm going to play Larry Cunningham. Larry was the sort of Jim Reeves impersonator with the Mighty Avons. And he actually appeared, I think, in Carnegie Hall at one time. He did a lot of travelling around with the bands. And here is his interpretation of the song Doonery. And have a listen. Imagine Jim Reeves singing this.
If you ever go to Ireland, I'm sure you will agree to take the road from Dublin town, way down to Doonery. And when you find the wishing well beyond the chestnut tree, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Doonery with the sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling water, to go back home, never more to roam, is my dearest wish of all. And if you take the hilly path to the woods where bluebells grow, where we as barefoot children fled so many ago, you'll find the slumbering castle there beside the water mill, in a shady nook by a winding brook, will you make this wish for me? Oh, to be in Doonery with the sweetheart I once knew, to stroll in the shade of a leafy glade where the rhododendrons grew, to sit with my love on the bridge above the rippling waterfall, to go back home never more to roam, is my dearest wish of all. You go back home never more to roam, is my dearest wish of all.
Larry Cunningham there, and telling us all about Doonery, a song that was written by a good friend of mine. She's also gone to God, Mayo Higgins there. And as I say, Larry Cunningham and Doonery. Now, you remember the Beatles? No, we're not having the Beatles on Sounds Irish, but they had a song entitled When I'm 64, which is one of my favourite Beatles tracks, actually. You know the one. If you should leave me when you still need me when I'm 64. We have the equivalent here now. It's done for us by Foster and Allen. It's a lovely song. All you people know that I'm a big Foster and Allen fan. I think they sing lovely sort of storytelling songs. Here they sing Darling, Will You Love Me When I'm Old?
Two lovers, they were walking hand in hand. The maiden wore a shiny wedding band. She said, my love, you own my heart and soul. So promise that you love me when I'm old. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh darling, say you love me when I'm old. He kissed her lips and touched her golden hair. Then looked upon her face so young and fair. He held her gently to his loving heart, saying only God above could make us part. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh, darling, say you love me when I'm old. As man and wife, with seven kids to grace their happy life. Sometimes the clouds grew dark and nights were cold. Somehow their love grew strong as they grew old. And darling, say you love me when I'm old. When dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you'll never trade our love for gold. Oh darling, say you love me when I'm old. Oh darling, say you love me when I'm old.
Now, friends, I'm delighted to bring on a new voice on Two Sounds Irish, a lady we haven't had on the programme. Her name, Maggie Young. She hails, well, she was born in Belfast, but she hails from Northern Ireland and is a lovely singer. She has a great way with harmonies here. I'm going to play for you, well, it's a bit of country and gospel, I would put it. Country gospel, yeah. And she's singing a song entitled I Give Thanks. Let's listen together to the lovely Maggie Young.
I wake up every morning with a smile upon my face. I see God's creation and His amazing grace. I hear the birds are singing, their songs are sweet and true. God feeds the little sparrow and He cares for me.
Now, Frank McCaffrey is a regular contributor to Sounds Irish, but this one, I want you to listen to the lyrics, because I just wonder, can you relate to it? I can, because, well, I grew up, first of all, in Dublin, and then moved to live in Liverpool, and lots of the lyrics I can associate with this one. Frank McCaffrey and When I Was a Lad.
Rows of back-to-back houses covered in smoke and grime, children skipping in the street and washing on the line. Scarf tucked down your jersey to keep you from the cold. I wore a woolly orange jumper when I was 9 years old.
When I was a lad, neighbours were neighbours. When I was a lad, doing you favours,
people giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad, Dolly mixtures. When I was a lad, Saturday pictures. When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
school from Monday to Friday. I learned to read and write. Granddad sitting on the doorstep in the fading light. Tin bat hanging from a 6-inch nail, lino on the floor. Lavatory out in the backyard, sit with your foot against the door.
When I was a lad,
neighbors were neighbors.
When I was a lad,
doing you favors, people giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad,
those were the greatest days of all. Times were hard in winter, but Mammy kept us fed. All night huddled round the fireside, overcoats on the bed. Reared a great big family, we all slept head to toe. In a big brass bed up in the back room, and it seemed so long ago.
When I was a lad,
neighbors were neighbors.
When I was a lad,
doing you favors, people giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad,
those were the greatest days of all.
When I was a lad,
neighbors were neighbors.
When I was a lad,
doing you favors, people giving people a hand, no matter how small.
When I was a lad,
Dolly mixed juice.
When I was a lad,
Saturday pictures.
When I was a lad, those were the greatest days of all.
Greatest days of all.
Frank McCaffrey, and When I Was a Lad. I can only say that when I was a lad, most of the time I was a brat. I broke the heart of my school teachers. But there you are. We won't go into that now. We'll talk about that another day. Now we're going to have a piece from, well, a couple of pieces from Eileen Ivers, one of the finest fiddle players you could ever hear. She's playing two pieces here, Flowing Tides and Crock of Gold. And listen to this. There's some very unusual, what was the word I'm looking for? Syncopation. There's a good old-fashioned word for you. With the rhythm underneath, the way she handles this. Here's Eileen Ivers.
Thank you.
we come to one of those Irish-American songs that I'm so fond of. Yes, I don't like them all, but there are some very nice ones that have happy memories for me. And I know a lot of Irish people don't like them. They just think they're very stage Irishy. But okay, so be it. If you accept them for what they are, Irish-American songs, and nothing wrong with them. I think they used to call them narrow-back songs at one time. I'm not quite sure if that's quite correct, but I'm almost sure it is. Here's Ruby Murray, yes, one of my favourite singers, and her interpretation of the song. And yes, it's one of those songs that my mammy used to sing.
With silver, just to make its lake so.